Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Jesus, we hear in this account of the baptism of our Lord, we hear that Jesus is the one who is well pleasing to the Father. There, at Jesus' baptism, not in anyone else's baptism, the heavens are opened. The Spirit descends like a dove, and we hear the voice, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Jesus is pleasing to the Father, and as we see this beautiful sight, we should ask ourselves at least two questions. First, do we also care and desire and want to be pleasing to the Father? And second, how do we become pleasing to the Father as Jesus is? So first, let's consider this question then. Do we care about, are we concerned about being pleasing to the Father? Do we look at this picture of Jesus and the declaration that he has the favor of God and say, here when we see it, I want that too. I want and desire to be in such close communion with the Father that I want to hear him say to me as well, with you I am well pleased, and well done, good and faithful servant. Is his pleasure and favor even a concern for us as we live our day-to-day lives? Is it something we think about? Are we looking for it and longing for this favor and pleasure? Are we longing to be showered with this love and favor and pleasure of our Heavenly Father? Or are we more concerned on a day-to-day basis with having the favor of the person next to us? So consider this. When you are about to do something in your daily life on a given day of the week, what are you more likely to ask? Are you more likely to ask, what is God going to think of what I'm going to do or to say? Or what will my coworker, my spouse, think of what I'm going to do or say? Are we more likely to ask, does this make God smile or does this make my boss smile? In a circle of friends over coffee, are we more likely to think of what God will say about our words or about what our friends will say about our words? Whose favor are we seeking? Whom are we trying to please above all? This isn't to say that we will never or should never consider the responses or actions of others and how we may love them and care for them. It's simply that the first person we should aim to please above all is our Lord. As his beloved sons and daughters, baptized into his name, we make it our aim to please him. After all, consider what St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians. He says, we make it our aim to please the Lord. And in Galatians, he says, for am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. To be a servant of Christ is not to set your sights on pleasing man, pleasing other people, but is to say, I want the favor of God. To look at this picture that we see described in our gospel reading and say, I want that to be said about me. I want my Heavenly Father to say that I am his beloved child. With me, he is well pleased. So we've asked the first question. Are we even looking to please our Heavenly Father? And it should be our earnest desire. Because on the last day, on the day of judgment, it will not matter what other people say, what your friends, your family, your coworkers, even your spouse has said. That will not be the primary thing at the end of the day. What will matter above all is what our Lord says. We will stand before him on the last day. But now on to the second question. are we pleasing to our Heavenly Father? Now that we know that this is what we should desire to be pleasing, to be right with Him, then we have to ask, are we there? Are we pleasing to our Heavenly Father? Do we have His pleasure? And there we have to first go to Jesus. Go back to Him as He stands there in the Jordan River, with the heavens open, the dove descending, and the words of the Father and His favor. And we have to recognize that Jesus is the one and the only one who has the favor and pleasure of God on His own. There are all these other sinners that were lining up to be baptized, confessing their sins, and were receiving this baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. But Jesus is the one for whom the heavens open and the Spirit descends and these words are spoken. He on His own, apart from anything else, is pleasing to our Heavenly Father. We, on the other hand, like all other sinners, we are born in sin, unable to please our Heavenly Father on our own. And the only way we can be right with Him is to receive His forgiveness in Jesus. He has paid for these sins on the cross. He has paid for them by His death and by the perfect life that He lived in our place. He, on His own, could live the perfect life that we should have lived and died a death in our place to suffer the punishment of the Father for us. And so when He goes to the waters of the Jordan, He has no sins to confess and lay down and to receive forgiveness for. He is identified as the one who will bear the sins that are confessed there. And because of Him and through Him, these other sinners who line up there, who are being baptized, do in fact receive the forgiveness of sins. And we who receive Jesus' baptism, we receive now the Holy Spirit. And we receive the forgiveness of sins. And so for the sake of Jesus, we are forgiven of our sins. And on account of Jesus, because of Jesus, we then are pleasing to our Heavenly Father. And all those who received the forgiveness of sins there, because of Jesus, there at the Jordan River, because of Jesus, they were God's people. They were right with God. They received His forgiveness. And you, dear Christian, you know and you can look to the fact that when God claimed you as His own in your baptism, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit identified you as their own. You were given that one name, the name of the one triune God, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You were marked as a child of God. God came down to you. Baptism is not an outward sign of your inward profession. It is not your work toward God to show that you have made a commitment to Him. It is rather God's commitment to you, to say, you belong to me. Your sins are forgiven. You are my own. And I care for you. You are now my child. And so that when now God looks to you, He sees the blood of Jesus covering you. He sees you covered with His perfect Son. And He says, with you, I am well pleased. For you then, the heavens are open. You have an open heaven. You can look forward to life eternal with God. The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus in His baptism. The Holy Spirit came to you in your baptism. And you now have the favor of God. You are a beloved child. And so as you go throughout your day, and the world is tempted to focus on what other people think and what other people say, and to make your decisions on the basis of what other people will do, what other people will say, on whether they will give you their pleasure, their favor, for what you have said or done. You come into that world knowing that you already have the favor of the one who really matters, the one who will matter on the last day. You have His pleasure. He cares for you, and He has made you His own. And so you can go into this world knowing that and saying, I already have that, and I want to continue to be in Him. I do want, I aim to, as St. Paul says, please Him above all things. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, who now lives in you, you do desire to do that. And yes, will you fail? Yes, will you sometimes fall and live to please others more than to please our Heavenly Father? There will be times where we fall into sin. But we repent of that. We confess our sins and we receive forgiveness here. And our Heavenly Father here again says to us, as He said to you today, your sins are forgiven. And He will say it again to you when He gives you the body and blood of His dear Son. Your sins are forgiven. You belong to Me. I care about you. I have marked you as My child. With you I am well pleased. Because My Son has died for you. Because His blood covers you. Because your sins are forgiven. In this you rest. In this you take comfort each and every day. In this you live throughout the week. That you are claimed as a child of the Heavenly Father. And that you have His favor. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.